making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
I don't think it's a secret to anybody that COVID-19 has affected the restaurant business, both locally and nationally. There's a lot of national chains, though, that are publicly traded restaurants that will more than likely have to file for bankruptcy protection. And with that comes the closure of a lot of locations. So the growing list comes from USA Today, and they found that on that list is Dave & Buster's, The Cheesecake Factory, which I really like a lot, Outback Steakhouse, Denny's, IHOP, Applebee's, and BJ's, all sit-down establishments that have the worst chances of survival right now. But AMC theaters look like they're going to begin opening on August 20th.
Ooh!
The theater chain has been shut down since the start of the pandemic. AMC will start opening 100 locations in areas around the country where COVID-19 restrictions are more lenient for indoor gatherings. Is that us? Are we more lenient as Indian?
Yes.
Indianapolis?
I would think so. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it changes all the time. They're like, hey, you can do this. No, you can't do that.
Outside
don't do
of
that.
Marion County, we're more lenient. I should say that.
Hey, you can go to school. Nope. No, you can't. Don't go to school. Can't do it yet. Anyways, they're going to be opening up on August 20th with 100 locations, and then just seeing how that goes and seeing if they can expand to more of their locations. What do you got, Mindy?
So, sad story here. A Disney cast member was killed. She was only 23 years old, and Yacina Lissette Aguilar, spelled the same as Christina Aguilera, she was killed around 7:30 p.m., not too far from the California theme park, when a Jeep driven by Courtney Pandolfi, who was 40, who was drunk, jumped the curb and hit her.
Ugh.
She was, Yacina was 8 months pregnant.
Ugh.
She was rushed to the hospital where she delivered her baby by C-section. Baby's currently fighting for her life. Unfortunately, Yacina passed away. Pandolfi has had two prior DUI charges. She was charged with murder, DUI, and driving with a suspended license. Disney released a statement. We are heartbroken by the tragic loss of our cast member, Yacina Aguilar, and we are offering our deepest condolences to the family. They've got a GoFundMe page that has raised over $80,000 for the funeral medical expenses already.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
It's Friday. It's not supposed to be that heavy.
So now some lighter stuff.
All right. Get to it. Get some lighter stuff.
So Kentucky Fried Chicken has announced their Back to School Bucket Initiative. This is to celebrate teachers heading back to the classroom virtually or in person. They've pledged 1 million pieces of chicken to deliver through the end of September. So all you have to do is go with the hashtag KFC Back to School in your area and send a tweet to KFC, and they'll get a teachers some free chicken. And then finally, there's some foods that go in your refrigerator that you may not have realized. Country's top chefs have told us what should not be stored in your pantry.
I'm leaning in to listen right now.
Yeah. Nuts. Nuts should be stored in the freezer or refrigerator due to moisture that could cause fungus.
Whoops.
I know, right? Maple syrup can also grow fungus. Now, I put my syrup in after I've opened it. I didn't know you had to put it in before that.
But whoops.
They don't have them they don't have those in the refrigerator at the stores. Cold pressed oils, chocolate cured meats, and who knew peanut butter also should be in the fridge.
What?
I know. Bread, mustard, garlic infused olive oil contain botulism. So those should be definitely put in the refrigerator. Finally, chocolate chip cookies should be stored in the freezer or refrigerator until ready to be eaten also.
Hey, you know, like, I can't think of anything off the top of my head right now, but I know that there are, like, things at the store that are on the shelves that aren't refrigerated, but as soon as you pop that seal, they should go in the refrigerator.
Right, like syrup. I mean, I immediately know that you should put that. It even says that on the refrigerator.
I guess what
opening.
I think of is, like, mayonnaise. Like, mayonnaise isn't in the
That's a good point.
You pop the seal and then you throw
it. How does that work? I don't know.
Maybe we've been all poisoned this entire time. I don't know.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.